Chaf Zayin Sivan Siman Kufnun Vav Alecha Aleph, and we're going to Siman Kufnun Zayin Alecha Gimel. Okay, this is a topic that hopefully doesn't apply to anyone. And in truth, today this is very much in the medical world. And as I mentioned, this incredible organization Tarenu, which has not only incredible knowledge themselves, but also the proper and right doctors to use when it comes to these type of special, unusual situations. So the unusual situation, something that's even the Shulchan Aruch is really unusual, and that is a woman basically that menstruates and has her period through having bia, having relations. So it seems to be some type of trigger. And immediately one needs to contact, like I said, Tarin or something like that, a good doctor. So this way it doesn't become more complicated, because if it happens three times in a row, it can make a very difficult time. There's many tshuvas written about this, incredible tshuvas in the Lady Yehuda, of difficult situations, because otherwise, technically, a husband and wife have divorced themselves. They can't be married. Now, so that's really what the case here that the kiss is discussing, a woman that sees machmas tashas. Now, the way he delineates it, the following. If it's the first time that she went to the mikveh, and then she had relations with the husband, and she menstruated, so then, very interesting, the Kitzur Shechonot says that the next month when she goes to the mikveh, the concern is that maybe the trigger is the actual mikveh itself, which is fascinating. So therefore, they should wait to the next night. And so long as the first night she doesn't get a period, so then the following month they don't have to be concerned anymore, because you see that the mikveh itself did not cause her to menstruate. That's basically the concept. And the same thing would apply if a woman had relations and menstruated because of having the second night since she went to the mikvah. So initially, what we try to do is make it easier on the couple, and tie it halachically to the going to the mikvah, in order that hopefully to prove that it's not a concern and you could avoid it. It's avoidable. Either way, as the Kitzur already says, that. If a woman has such a situation, she definitely should seek refuah, medical attention, right away. The reason also is because even if we're finding different etzas, there's still a requirement to have a bedika each time before religions and after. And this is really to clarify how serious the situation is. And once it's three times, like I said, she's in a big trap. Another halachic application is a woman, as I said today, unfortunately, in a way that it's a little more common, but there's more reasons to explain why there's leniency. The fact that it's a common thing is because there's so many different causes. So therefore, it's not so uncommon for couples to be together and then end up having some type of bleeding, either because of the birth controls or irritations and corrosions and a lot of different circumstances. So although, as Moshe Feinstein writes, and the Kitzur says that a person, when it happens to a couple, they still should definitely fill himself with tshuva, because at the end of the day, nothing happens by accident. But they also have to know that it's not something that is not uncommon. And also, it shouldn't take away from the aspect of tshuva, but also not chas v'shalom to be sad and be despondent, etc., to fall and be in a negative place. Rather, even tshuva itself has to be done by ava. Okay, but in any case, there's another interesting halacha. This is a Gemara Masechet Shavuos, and it shows you the greatness and the expectation of the greatness of human beings, and especially Jewish people, that they have such laws. So the halacha is, the Gemara says, that if a husband and wife are together, and the wife realizes that she became a nida, which again, something a little bit difficult to really be in touch with, but let's assume that that happened. The expectation is to tell the husband, and the husband cannot disengage and disconnect when he's still aroused. And the reason for that is because even pulling out is considered also a pleasure. So he has to wait, he has to hold himself up with his fingers, support himself, which is an amazing feat. You have to be in good shape. And the Moshe says, if you can't, you could rely, you could lean on her. But preferably the idea is to wait till he's not any more aroused, and therefore then pull out without any pleasure. That's the gvura that, and then like we said, one should get seek help or at least guidance to make sure that these things are not happening often. The next halacha is preparing a kala to enter the chuppah. So this is an interesting concept, that whether we're talking about a young girl or even an old 60, 80-year-old lady, Halacha is that you have to prepare yourself with 7 clean days. It's simple that if she never really went to the mikveh after menstruating, and that's a woman that was married before divorce, but she never went to the mikveh, then of course she has to go to the mikveh. But even if a woman has not been menstruating and she went to the mikveh before she got divorced, but the concern is there's a new concept called dam chimud. Dam chimud means there's a certain excitement that can even apply to an older lady that will get that excitement when she knows that she's getting married. And it's triggered when the date is chosen. So technically speaking, that's why you need to have 7 clean days. And since really it's triggered by the date itself and the excitement of the wedding, the upcoming wedding, so therefore, what's interesting is that, first of all, I just want to point out, Kitza says that after 7 clean days that she can't, before the wedding, even if she goes to the mikveh, she should continue checking. So that also, there's lenience in regard to that. Because like I said, we try to avoid as much as possible to do too much checking. But so that one should ask a question. But in any case, and also they usually halacha, you know, the mikveh, going to the mikveh for the marriage will be within four days of the wedding. But the Kitza goes on to explain also that since it's based on some excitement, triggering excitement, so if for some reason there was a fight, I once heard such a story, and the kids of Mamash discussed this, that let's say there was a fight between Chasan and Kala, and then finally the Kala said, I'm not getting married to this guy. And she said, this is actually a true story, she said, who in the crowd is willing to marry me? And I think it was a Sephardi boy, said, I'm very interested, and that's what happened. But the halacha, that's a problem, because the excitement, the new renewed excitement would mean that she has to count 7 clean days again. So I wonder if they did that or not. In any case, so the only exception is if they were fighting over the money. And therefore, there was never really a decision not to get married. It was not, but you know, decided to be postponed. So therefore, when it's renewed or the negotiation reached its agreement, so then halachas, they don't have to wait 7 clean days. But of course, these are the type of things you ask a shayla. Also, in general, we said that a woman should try not to be an eidah when she's getting married. Besides the fact that machlokes is shown if it works, but we already mentioned that it was a very normal thing to get married when the woman's an eidah. It was difficult to, they didn't have pills to play around with. But nevertheless, the only halachic challenge is yichud. A husband and wife could be together even when she's a woman is an eidah, but not until they had first-time relations. So therefore, they have to have shmirah. And that means that usually they take two kids into the yichud room. Technically speaking, during the day, one child is enough. But during the nighttime, you need two children, preferably a young boy with the chassan and a young girl with a kala. Sometimes today, what they have is they have chassan apartments and they stay in an apartment with a room with the door somewhat open. So therefore, that's also another eitzah. So this way, it's not so complicated to have two kids. What's interesting also is a husband with his newlywed wife and a young girl, not necessarily does that work because it's still a shad of yichud, because they're not really fully married until they consummate the marriage. That's an interesting halacha. And that's the end of today's halacha.